Listener's discretion is advised. Good evening to all the parties who are listening here tonight on this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff. I hope you have enjoyed the free Prime Video because of the Black Friday football game and NFL game between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Jets. If you have watched it, don't tell me because I'm probably going to watch the highlights of it. But, you know, why don't we celebrate it Black Friday by doing some excessive, very excessive celebrations? And what a way to do it than with Chad Ocho Cinco Johnson and Jimmy Kimmel with their once a year, first time ever called excessive celebration tonight.
Where we count down the most excessive celebrations in America.
I'm four-time NFL All-Pro Chad Ocho Cinco.
And I'm Jimmy Kimmel. Let's get to it. Coming in hot at number three from Washington, D.C., it is Ray Ortman. There's Ray with License to Thrill. I'm not sure if his team won or is his appendix burst, but
I think this guy loves football more than I do.
He might. We applaud your passion, Ray, in the number two spot, all the way from Raleigh, North Carolina. It's Jorge Carrillo. Jorge had just scored concert tickets to see you-know-who for his family, and he couldn't help but let the windmill go.
This is a lot. This is a lot extra.
It is a lot, yes. Some might even say too much, Chad. But the number one most excessive celebration comes from deep within the soul of Treylon Harris, who's here from the school of Georgia with a celebration titled, No Top Won't Stop.
Oh, he's getting revved up.
He is getting
revved up.
And it looks like the shirt is coming off. It is, folks. The shirt is now a part of excessive celebration. And gentlemen, for your bursting enthusiasm, we are sending you to the only place where excessive celebration is not only encouraged, a petition has been started to support it, the home of this year's Super Bowl. We are sending you on a three-day, two-night, all-expenses-paid trip to Las Vegas, Nevada. Celebration is encouraged at Super Bowl 58. Support the fight at change.org/celebration.
What a way to get them go crazy and celebrate their favorite team's victory, huh? Now remember, if you have heard this song from the Beastie Boys with the lyrics, you gotta fight for your right to party. And that's exactly what they did. And just like the team from Jimmy Kimmel Live said, that Las Vegas is going to have a little bit of a breather when CBS Sports broadcasts Super Bowl 58, as people are going to excessively celebrate. Not the players, the fans. That's one more of my understandings. But let's move on to throw it back to November 5th, also the last race of the NASCAR Cup Series race. We've already heard Ryan Blaney's interview yesterday, and also Ross Chastain's victory interview yesterday on the Thanksgiving Day edition of this podcast. Now, tonight on this Black Friday edition, we get to hear Kevin Harvick's interview with NBC Sports' Kim Coon on his reflection of his amazing Hall of Fame racing career after the race at Phoenix Raceway. So here it is, folks.
And Kevin Harvick down here, surrounded by family, surrounded by friends that have become family. You've had competitors down here congratulating you on an absolutely outstanding Cup Series and NASCAR Series career. There were tears shed. I heard some laughs. There was a toast. Sum up what this day and what your career has meant to you.
It's been an emotional roller coaster for sure. And I think as you look at this last week, this really means a lot to me just because I love driving the race car. I love being around the people more. I love our sport. You know, it's given our family so much to through the years to be thankful for and proud of. And I can't wait to be able to walk in that tunnel with my head up and look around and just look at all the really cool things that are NASCAR racing in every venue that we go to with great fans and people all over the place. And I think for me, for the last 23 years in Cup, you walk into that tunnel just laser focused on how do you make your car go faster and communicate with your team the best that you can. And sometimes you don't see everything that's around you. So I'm fortunate to be able to kind of close this. I opened this chapter unexpectedly in 2001 and closed it in 2023 how we wanted to, and that was to be competitive. And the thing that means the most is just having the respect of the drivers and the competitors and the crew chief and my team and organization and all the past people that I've worked for or worked with. There's been so many great stories and things that have happened over this year, but especially this week.
As you talk about the competitors, and not only the competitor aspect, the fan aspect, you're not leaving the sport, you're moving to the TV booth, but what do you hope people remember you by as a racer?
Well, I think for me, it's just we gave it all we had, right? Every lap, every week, and in some way, shape, or form, we touch every aspect of this race car. I care about how everything looks, whether it's the color of the car, the stickers. I sit in the sponsorship meetings, the marketing meetings, the team meetings, and there's just not any piece of it that I don't feel like that we are a part of in some way, shape, or form. We built a team here at Stewart Haas Racing. We built a team at KHI. We built a management company. We've built so many things from the bottom up, and I think the hard work, I think, is something that people recognize. But I'll also, as you guys have seen through the week, and I'm a pretty emotional person. I've just done a really good job of hiding that through the years to make you think I'm super tough, but I'm really not. I love people. I care about people, and it's been a lot of fun to get to know a lot of the drivers and crew chiefs and just people in NASCAR racing, and it's just been so much fun to tell a story about the last 30 years of my career this year, and I think everybody's done a great job, and I can't thank them enough.
And you'll do the storytelling moving forward. How will your career on the racetrack help you in what you're going to do in the next chapter?
Well, I feel like I can walk into any trailer in that garage right now and talk to the crew chief or the driver. We can walk into any meeting. I still want to be a part of the driver council and the things that they do. These guys are rock stars, and I want everybody to know how hard this is and how hard these guys work and how hard it is for them to come in here. And I think over the last several years, we've kind of got away from understanding how hard this is. And the guys and gals that drive these vehicles they're studs. They're badasses. And that's really what I want to portray. And this is a lot of hard work. And you hear about F1 and NASCAR. We have every bit of all the rock star technology, everything that we need. We just got to make sure we tell the story. But I love the drivers, and I love to compete. They're the rock stars in this whole thing. And I can't wait to talk about this car and everything about them.
And you, Kevin, are a rock star. Congratulations on an absolutely outstanding career.
Thank you.
Well, once again, congratulations to Kevin Harvick on his amazing career in NASCAR. And now he gets to do commentating stuff with Clint Bowyer and Mike Joy for the 2024 NASCAR Cup Series season, starting with, of course, For the third year in a row, the Bush Light Clash will take place at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. But it will not be the only event that will take place for that NASCAR event at the Coliseum. NASCAR's Mexico Series is coming to LA, so this is going to be a lot more interest to all of the new NASCAR fans, especially the old NASCAR Mexico Series fans who are coming to America to witness history by the time it gets to Sunday, the week of Sunday, February 4th, because that Mexico Series race will take place before the Busch Light Clash. So hopefully everybody will enjoy that by the time we get to 2024. But until then, after this brief ad, we get to the segment that I thought I'd never go to, but I did anyway, so stay tuned, folks, on this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff Season 4.
In today's world, finding the right career can be tough, but luckily there's a place that can help. At TikTok Career College, we give you the resources and training you need to build your career in America's booming TikTok industry. Whether you want to earn your master's in adding text to screen, pointing at text on screen, or pointing at people who are pointing at text on screen, we've got you covered. America's attention span is shrinking, but the business of catering to that shrinking attention span is growing.
Without TikTok Career College, I'd have no idea how to hit that whoa, bonk that nay-nay, or make my grandpa dress up like Chucky from Rugrats and lip-sync a little baby song. Thanks, TikTok Career College.
At TikTok Career College, your professors are the best in their field. I can't believe I got to study at the feet of Dat Girl Turt Turt and Zanny DeVito.
I used to work in retail, but then I realized I could earn a lot more with a degree from TikTok Career College. Now I have my dream job of doing one-person reenactments of House Hunters episodes. I mean, I guess I don't get paid for this, and I still work in retail, but I do have nearly 2,000 followers.
What are you waiting for? Speed challenge your way through TikTok Career College today. Note, by attending TikTok Career College, you forfeit your ownership of your personal information, likeness, and soul.
On this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff, as we're gonna immediately segue on to the Black Friday edition of this throwback segment called Throw It Back. Now, this throw it back segment is a very sad one because earlier this year, Bob Barker passed away. He was 99 years old. Yep, he's like Betty White, 1 year away from turning 100 years old. And, well, yeah, very sad. But here was a little throwback from CBS Sunday Morning in October of 2008. Just over a year after Bob Barker retired from hosting one of the iconic CBS game shows of all time, The Price is Right. And here was the report back in the year 2008.
Well, Rod, who will it be? Here is the first item up for bid today. Actual retail price.
He is best known, of course, for hosting The Price is Right for 35 years.
Come on now! You're the next contestant on The Price is Right!
But there's another role Bob Barker cherishes just as much.
Jesse is a shelter dog, of course.
Of course. Bob Barker is such a great name for an animal rights spokesman. It is more than his devotion to Jesse. The abandoned part chow his brother persuaded him to adopt after his old dog had died.
And I said, all right, bring her over. And I've never regretted it.
Bob Barker, now 85, has donated millions for animal protection, including sponsoring programs to spay and neuter animals.
One of the most tragic problems, so far as animals are concerned, in our country, in the world, as a matter of fact, is overpopulation.
How did you get so interested in helping to protect animals?
Well, I've always loved animals. And I always had animals.
He grew up on an Indian reservation in South Dakota, where his mom taught school after Barker's dad died. He married Dorothy Jo Gideon, his high school sweetheart, and after a stint as a Navy pilot, Barker decided to try broadcasting, eventually hosting a show before a live audience.
And my wife was at home, and she heard that first audience participation show. And when I came home, she said, "Barker, that's what you should do." She said, "You did that better than you've ever done anything else."
In the 1950s, the Barkers moved to L.A., where he hosted another radio program. One day, TV game show impresario Ralph Edwards was listening.
And he liked the way I worked. And he called me, and I went in for an interview with him.
That landed him a job hosting Truth or Consequences.
Remember this name. You're going to be hearing a lot about him. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Bob Barker. Here's Bob.
And in 1972, it was on to The Price is Right.
Bob Barker!
I would start every show looking for someone with whom I could create laughter and have fun.
One of his favorite moments occurred when a young woman wearing a tube top heard her name called to come on down.
And she jumped to her feet, began jumping up and down, and both of them came out of the tube top. She came on down, and they came on out. And I didn't even see it. I was still behind the doors. And when I came out, the audience was screaming. And I thought, they love me. They love me. And then I came to terms with the fact that no audience had ever loved me this much.
The lovely Nikki is holding Orson.
As Barker's fame grew, so did his commitment to animals, a passion he shared with his late wife, who died in 1981.
And Orson is looking for a home.
And Barker started ending each show with a plea.
Bob Barker reminding you, help control the pet population. Have your pets paid or moved. Bye, buddy.
It's a practice continued by Barker's successor, Drew Carey.
Folks, thanks for watching. Don't forget to get your pets spayed and neutered. It's the right thing to do. See you next time. Bye-bye.
But Bob Barker ran headfirst into controversy and angered the fur industry when he quit hosting the Miss Universe pageant in 1987 because the sponsors refused to stop giving away fur coats as prizes.
Did you think, oh my gosh, I might be throwing my career to the wind here?
No, my accountant had feelings about it, but I didn't.
In fact, his career flourished. He's got 19 Emmys to prove it.
Did you still get a kick out of it? I mean, by the time you won number 19?
Oh, of course. 19 was just as pleasant as number one.
But he seems just as proud of the awards he's won for protecting animals.
I received this as a tribute for my work in exposing cruelty to animals, cruelty to chimpanzees. There are those bunnies.
After all, this is a man who has devoted an entire room of his house to his two rabbits.
They're very lucky bunnies, huh?
They are lucky bunnies, is right.
So it's no wonder that since Bob Barker decided to retire from The Price is Right last year,
thank you.
He has never looked back.
I'm busy anyway with animal projects and various other things. And so I'm not sitting around worrying about what am I going to think about in the next hour, you know. I'm having fun doing a lot of things. And I'm a success at retirement. All right.
And that was former CBS News correspondent Rita Braver reporting that 2008... topic with Bob Barker on CBS Sunday Morning. Now, I've already missed Bob Barker already, so this is gonna take a very long time to
take a moment and reflect on what Bob Barker has done, not just on The Price is Right, but also in his universe and also other things that he's done, especially that special appearance on one of the Adam Sandler movies, Happy Gilmore. Y'all should see it by now, but if you haven't, go watch it. It's a good movie. And a good ending, by the way. Now, after this brief ad, we're gonna listen to some Fall Out Boy. So stay tuned, folks, on this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff, Season 4.
Celebrate the second anniversary of the insurrection with a gift any red-blooded seditionist would treasure.
It's amazing.
January 6th cargo shorts. Be the traitor of your dreams in these high-quality shorts that'll have your 8chan message board screaming, "You look proud, boy." There's a pocket for your face paint, a pocket for your raccoon pelt, another for your overdue alimony payment, one to store your stepmom's phone number when you need to post bail, and a pocket for a noose that'll have Mike Pence running for a Waffle House. Act now and we'll fill one of those pockets with a 2000 Papa Roach CD. Every pair of January 6 cargo shorts are lovingly assembled in a Chinese sweatshop. But we put a big Made in the USA patch right on the ass. Do your next insurrection in style in the roomiest shorts this side of the Capitol Police Line. Available in XL, XXL, XXXL, and Daddy Donald. January 6th cargo shorts. Call now.
And we back at it here on this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff Season 4. In the month of November, and it's also the second night of the 4-episode weekend, again, just like last month. But we're gonna get to some Fall Out Boy here, and one of the songs I get to do, or listen to, is actually part of what Fresno State does before the fourth quarter starts. We light it all up, just like the second quarter when we did, Fresno State did Don't Stop Believing. And now, before the fourth quarter starts, they put the song, My Songs, Know What You Did in the Dark. Now, if you don't know what that song sounds like, here it is. The 2015 live performance at Chicago with the song, My Songs, Know What You Did in the Dark. Here's Fall Out Boy.
Just feeling
have it. That was Fall Out Boy with their live performance of my song, Snow, What You Did in the Dark. Now, after this brief ad, we wrap up our Black Friday edition, aka the second of the four-episode weekend right here on Random Stuff Season 4, the month of November. So stay tuned, folks.
Hello, Patriots. I'm former Vice President Mike Pence. As some of you may have heard, I'm running for president. Although it appears many of you have not heard that, because my campaign's a little tight on El Dinero at the moment. That's why we're rolling up our sleeves and having a good old-fashioned Pence for President yard sale. This weekend, grab a piece of Pence history, like the Fonzie jacket I wore when I stared down Kim Jong-un, the dungarees I wear when I'm around common human folk. Yeehaw! My favorite milk cup. My second favorite milk cup. My Jesus is King-sized bed sheets. And the special shoes that allow me to run and clap at the same time. Be sure to come early, because the first 100 shoppers get a bowl of Mother's famous home-boiled plain noodles and butter. Mamma mia! That doesn't give you a pepperoni in your Dockers. Good luck. Come one and all to the Pence for President yard sale. No reasonable offer will be refused.
All proceeds are split between the Pence campaign and the United States Space Force.
Oh, if those Jesus chiefs could talk.
Is it for this Black Friday edition of Random Stuff? Hopefully everybody's okay with their post-Black Friday sale. Hopefully no one gets injured or gets punched in the face. But until then, rest well and hope for a better tomorrow. Nighty-night.